When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Let's talk some Capitals hockey with our good friend Nick Dowd. The Washington Capitals, they play the Carolina Hurricanes tomorrow at home. Number 2-6, what's up, buddy?
How are you doing? How are you doing, man? I love hearing that song in the morning. That's nice. It always catches me off guard.
Nice.
Yeah, man.
Hey,
I love it.
It pumps you up.
Are you a yacht rock guy? You like yacht rock?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Do you even know that genre?
Christopher.
I don't know if I've heard that.
It's just a certain genre of music, like Christopher Cross, Toto, Doobie Brothers. Jerry
I would
Rapper.
Definitely say, yeah. Without me knowing that term, I would definitely say that I fall into liking that genre, yes.
Yeah. Spectacular. All right, well, if you're bored, there's a documentary on HBO. You can check it out. You'll like it.
All right, I like that. Thanks.
All right, so how are you feeling? I know there were some travel issues. So we talked to Carbs yesterday, and he said there were some travel issues trying to leave Dallas to get to Chicago, and that sucked. You guys blew a 2-goal lead there, and you weren't happy about it. So just give us a breakdown of how you guys played on that quick 2-game road trip.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a little tale of two different games. You know, when we played in Dallas on Monday night, I actually thought we played pretty well. I mean, those are two really good hockey teams going at it. And you know, we gave up a power play goal. You know, after we had the lead for the majority of the game, we gave up a power play goal kind of middle, late of the second. But, you know, still plenty of hockey left. And actually, like I said, I thought we played well. We outchanced them. I thought we were frustrating them quite a bit and doing a good job of limiting their opportunities. And then, you know, they had a really, really fortunate bounce. You know, the D-man that scored shot it about 7 feet wide. It bounced off of Rasmus Sandin, hit him like the elbow, and then went like top shelf on Chucky, which that type of shot from a D-man happens 100 times a game. You know, and they're told to shoot pucks like that. If you don't have an option to shoot it at the net, shoot it off the net and hope for a good bounce. And, you know, every now and then 1 in 100, one of those will find the back of the net. But, and then we give up a goal late when we're pressing a little bit. So, you know, all in all, I thought that was actually a pretty good game. Then Tuesday night, you know, did we play well enough to win? I don't know. I thought, you know, we did a good job of getting up on the lead, and then we got in some penalty kill trouble in the second, which kind of messed up everyone's rotation and stuff like that. And you know, we on a back-to-back, you guys are already tired, and we're asking guys to kill penalties. It makes it a little bit more challenging.
Right.
But, you know, even then, though, I mean, we give up a goal with, like, the tying goal with, like, 6 or 7 minutes left, and then we give up the game-winning goal with, like, a minute or two left, or I think 2:17, actually, now that I remember looking up at the clock. So, even then, we're still right in that game, you know, and in a different, you know, in a different timeline, we may have walked out of that weekend 2-0 and, you know, been like, oh, we had some stuff to work on, but we played well enough to win both games, you know, I mean, a different narrative, right? So, mm-hmm. Anyways, yeah, that's kind of how I look at it. I mean, I'm not going to say we played well enough to win on Tuesday night by far, but again, good hockey teams find a way to put themselves in good spots in tough situations, back to back, brutal travel, whatever. We'll move on. We got Carolina tomorrow.
What's the I know there was a plane issue in Dallas. Were you actually at the airport when you got the info and had to go back to the hotel, or were you just at the hotel and said, yeah, we can't go?
No, yeah, they had already, luckily our hockey ops guy, probably along with you know, a couple other people, maybe the coaching staff as well. They had already made that executive decision that, you know, the airplane wasn't going to arrive in a timely manner.
Okay.
So we're just going to go ahead and stay overnight. So we were already at the rink. I mean, it honestly wasn't too bad. I mean, does it kind of throw a wrench in our schedule? Yeah, but it could have been worse. Like you said, we could have showed up to the airport.
Right.
Could have packed up all our stuff. You know, we could have been on the bus, and then it's like, bang, sorry, you got to turn around and go home. Oh, now you got to find a hotel to stay at. You got to find food to eat. Like, you know, so all in all, it wasn't terrible. You know, I mean, I don't think guys are going to complain too much about staying at the Ritz for an extra night. So.
Right.
Do you stay at the Ritz in pretty much every city? Is that the one hotel you guys are, is that the number one go-to?
Yeah, I'd say so, around the NHL. Yeah. I mean, that's every NHL, probably NBA, NFL. You know, we always see a lot of those teams. We kind of intermingle at a lot of the same hotels in different cities. I think those hotels are kind of, they've done it now for a while where they've dealt with, you know, sports teams that they kind of understand what's going on, right? Like they have the setup for the key cards to pick up. They have the food ready. They've kind of done it. Every now and then, you end up staying at a hotel that hasn't dealt with that yet, maybe because it's new, or maybe there was, you know, all the other traditional hotels are all booked up, and you can kind of tell that they're not used to dealing with, you know, mass producing that much food really quickly and turning it over from breakfast to lunch, and, you know, all the little kind of intricacies that these other hotels are great at. But yeah, so we're pretty fortunate. We're very fortunate with how we travel and how we get treated.
Absolutely. So. I've stayed at the Ritz one time in my life, and it was
silly.
Five-star, no doubt. All right, so talk about Carolina. Carolina's right behind you guys, 3 points back of you. They've got 41 points. They're 20-10-1 on the road. They're 7-7. So just kind of talk about prepping for Carolina. What are their strengths and weaknesses, if they have any?
Yeah. So I mean, yeah. No, they. I mean, yeah. They're a really good hockey team. You know, I think the biggest thing is they play with a lot of speed. They play with a lot of pace, and they play a really, you know, really specific style where, you know, in their building, it's turned into a challenging place to play because they, you know, they usually lead the league in shot attempts for, you know, and then, you know, that leads into actual shots on net. And, I think at their best, you know, they're putting everything on net and they're making it challenging for teams to exit your own zone. Kind of feels like you get put into a spin cycle a little bit. They get guys changing, fresh guys on the ice. And, you know, from me playing them over my career, what makes them challenging is just like their forwards and their defensemen are all committed to playing the same way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's just not a lot of easy ice out there. And then when it comes down to it, everyone on their team is shooting the puck. And, you know, when you face 40 plus shots a night or 50, 60, 70 attempts a night, there's going to be some bad bounces that are inevitable. A goalie's going to try and, you know, make a save and it hits something, or it hits a D-man and it goes in like you saw versus Dallas, or, you know, just the puck stays deep in your zone. And then I think what people don't realize is, like, you know, you spend more and more time in the D zone and it doesn't seem like anything's happening. But the problem is that you're opening up an avenue for something bad to eventually happen, which, you know, ultimately always does, the more time you spend in the D zone. And Carolina does a good job of doing that. So
how often do you look at standings or box scores or, you know, recaps of games? Like when you're on the plane, do you get on your phone and look at recaps and check the standings out, or you just kind of just do your thing and just focus on the Caps?
Yeah, no, I'm probably one of the guys on the other end where I don't look at, I look at absolutely nothing.
Oh, okay.
You know, like I'll, you know, on my Instagram, you know, if you obviously get tagged and stuff, and, you know, I look at that. I don't look at Instagram on game days, except for after the game. I just find it distracting, and you know, there's just a whole bunch of stuff on there that kind of takes away from what I'm trying to do anyways. So, you know, I follow the Capitals and I follow that, but, I don't look up standings. I don't look up, you know, I have a good feel for where we're playing.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know Carolina was 3 points back. That's just not stuff. I mean, I know going into the night, if we beat them, we keep moving on and pushing them away from us. So, you know, but every now and then stuff will pop up on my feed, Instagram, highlights and stuff like that. I mean, I'm not opposed to watching it. I still like watching hockey, but, you know, I'm not going on there and looking up like, oh, did, you know, how many points is, where are we sitting in the standings? How, you know, what was the score of the Pittsburgh game or whatever? Like, that's just not something I'm into. So
next week you play in Boston on Monday, but then you've got pretty much the whole week off. You got Christmas Eve off. You got Christmas Day off. What are your plans with the kids?
Yeah, I know. It'll be good. Santa's coming to town, hopefully. Hopefully the kids were, you know, nice enough this year. We'll see. you know, we got Elf on the shelf right now. Elfie came and visited again this morning. He's been playing some tricks on our son and daughter.
Uh-huh.
So we'll just be at home. Pre-kids, we used to travel home to either Minnesota and potentially Alabama to see our family. I mean, you get like 36, you know, like a little bit over 48 hours kind of to get back. And just with kids, it just makes it so challenging. So we've always, since we've had kids, we stay home and just spend time with the family and just try and decompress and relax and enjoy each other's time because it goes by so quick. So.
Will Carbs give you off Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, or will you practice early morning Christmas Eve and then have Christmas Day off?
We'll get Christmas Eve off okay. The 24th. I think it's mandated. I think it's like mandated by the league that you get the 24th, 25th, and I think it might even be the 26th. Or at least for us, I know.
Wow.
I think this year we're fortunate where we don't play until like the 27th or 28th.
You play Saturday at Toronto, yeah.
Yeah. So generally, teams play on the 27th. So I think. Teams have the ability to like practice by 2 o'clock on the 26th if they wanted to, you know, and then, but for us, I don't know how they're going to play the schedule, but I know we'll travel on the 27th to Toronto. Cause that's, I'm sure we'll practice the morning of the 27th, travel the 27th and then pregame skate and then, in Toronto. So.
Gotcha. All right, man. Well, let's get 2 points against Carolina tomorrow, and then we got the Kings coming on Sunday. So a couple of home games before Christmas week. Good luck, buddy. Stay healthy.
Yeah, thanks, pal. Guys. Merry Christmas, guys.
All right, Christmas too, buddy.
Okay.
All right. Be good.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stink Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stink Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sorry, Dad. I was going to ask him a couple questions. I wanted to ask him about what the vibe was like, but you had already moved on. After, you know, like when Carberry doesn't go in there after a loss, especially that one 2 nights ago.
Oh, he was not happy. Yeah, you could tell just talking to him.
Mm-hmm.
But that's good to get Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and the day after off. All right. Hang out with the kids. It's awesome.
For sure.
All right. Let's take a break. Remember, at 9 o'clock, we'll talk to John Feinstein. Because tomorrow is the holiday show, so we're going to move up a day.
Make sure everybody comes out. Come out and say hello. You know what? Come out and say hello tonight if you're out at the Wizards game.
100%.
We'll be out and about.
All right. 800-636-1067 is the number if you want to talk about anything. Sports, non-sports, doesn't matter. That's the number. Give us a call. We are the Junkies on the Fan.